This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's been raining in California, even in the driest part of California, the driest place in the whole country, Death Valley. The rain, nearly 3 feet of it since July, the most ever recorded, transforms the place so that the steep mountain faces, normally parched, now wear a shadow of green like a 3-day beard. And in the valley floor below, something spectacular is going on. A show of wildflowers in the desert. Death Valley is only a 5-hour drive from here in Los Angeles, so we went. You know that part in The Wizard of Oz where they're almost to the Emerald City, and there's Dorothy and the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion, and they're all kind of frolicking through this field of yellow flowers? Well, that's what it's like. There are, I don't know, a dozen cars almost right now parked alongside the road with people just getting out and looking at this field of yellow flowers here. This is near a place called Jubilee Pass at the south end of the park. And there's a field of yellow daisies that stretches for a mile or 2 miles. And the air is just drunk with the scent of these flowers.
I've never seen it like this before.
Yeah, as far as the eye can see yellow flowers, this is spectacular.
Jim and Deirdre Kluggish have come down from Northern California, which they do often, driving around, following the spring bloom going north. They often come to Death Valley, but it is never like this.
Flowers are so sweet smelling.
I didn't know that daisies smelled like this. I've never gotten this scent from a daisy.
Yeah, they're weird daisies. They're more like poppies. Their petals are so fine and satiny and silky. They're not like regular daisies that are firmer petaled. Sweet smelling. Mm.
Well, they're not daisies, I learn eventually, but a kind of sunflower called desert gold. There's a lot to learn about this place. In some ways, this place is like mountain communities, which always post signs everywhere. Elevation this and that, and it's usually several thousand feet. There's a fascination with elevation here too, even though it's a very low community. In fact, because it's such a low community, right here beside the road, there's a sign that says elevation sea level. And that's what Death Valley's all about. It's below sea level. It's the lowest point in the entire continental United States. So from here at elevation sea level, about midway up Death Valley, it stretches out in front of us. It's a broad, flat pan floor. And when it rains, it fills up with water.
I'm Park Ranger Charlie Callaghan. I am a ranger naturalist here in Death Valley.
How long have you been here?
15 years now.
Charlie Callaghan has a big smile and a senior park ranger pride in this place, Death Valley. With more than 3 million acres, it is the largest park outside Alaska.
It never ceases to amaze me what's going on this spring. With the record rain, these hillsides turning green. I mean, Death Valley is famous as the harshest, hottest, driest spot in the country, and yet we look around us and we see green and we see wildflowers, and what am I going to say but wow!
But you're the ranger. You must see this all the time.
No. You don't see it because what you see is the harshness. I live here through the summers, 125 degrees, baking in the heat. And to see it this wet and this green, I mean, these hillsides, green and green, and here we are in Death Valley, and it's raining on us.
We're looking out on a lake.
Lake Manly. The lake that disappeared 10,000 years ago. Usually the bottom of Death Valley is dry. There's nothing but salt out there. But in these wet years, occasionally this ancient lake bed in the bottom of Death Valley gets reconstituted. And we're seeing a lake developing that may be 2 feet deep. But we've already had folks out there with kayaks and canoes floating on Lake Manly.
We're at the lowest point in Death Valley, right here by a spring called Bad Water. A compacted trail of sand and salt residue leads out to the edge of the lake. It started raining again. There's a guy in his 20s walking toward us. Travis Stevens from Colorado.
I see you're carrying your shoes there, and you look pretty wet.
Yeah, I jumped in.
You jumped in the lake?
Yeah,
you did?
I was just curious. Like, I was dying to know how good it floats compared to the ocean or something like that.
What's it like?
It's great.
You know, Travis, I got to congratulate you. I've been here 15 years, and I have never met anyone who jumped out or laid in the lake there. I've waded out there myself, but I haven't been brave enough to jump in.
Well, I wasn't going to do it, and I started walking back, but I was like, oh, I'll probably never get to do this again.
You're right.
Well, I'm just going to walk out there a little ways.
Yeah, go for it. I'm not going to get my feet that wet today, but check it out.
100 feet out. And the water is barely above my ankles. It's cold. We drive south for 20 miles, past more fields of yellow flowers, past greening hills and partly flooded landscape, until a dirt road turns west across the valley and continues on to where several cars are pulled over. The normally dry Amargosa River has washed out the road here. You can't tell whether it's fordable in the truck, and the water looks too fast to wade out and test it. And then, across the river, a Jeep comes racing up fast and stops.
Uh-oh, he's going to give it a shot. He's crazy.
Wasn't bad at all.
The driver is Joe Molesky. He's been camped at the park, driving the back roads.
Flowers are incredible.
Your Jeep has got mud all over it.
It has been raining constantly for several days.
Joe gets back in the Jeep and heads east.
Have a good day and enjoy it. You'll never see it like this again.
This is what you will see in Death Valley. The desert Mariposa lily, a clutch of orange petals. The parish larkspur, a tall stalk of lavender purple. Death Valley sage, Arizona lupine. Travelers stop at the side of the road, pull out folding chairs, and just sit, watching, bedazzled by the display. The rain is beginning to ease now. Death Valley will get dry again. But for the next several weeks, you might instead call it the Valley of Color and Life.
You know, if that fella from Colorado was brave enough to jump in, I would think you would be brave enough, Alex.
Well, I'm going to follow the park ranger.
I take that as a challenge. You don't know who you're dealing with here.
That's right.
In the afternoon, we drive back west on secondary roads, dodging storms the whole way. The road is lined with telephone poles, wooden ones, carrying three strands of cable that run at regular intervals from insulator to insulator as far as you can see. In 4 hours, we'll be back in L.A. We have pictures of Death Valley in the rain at our website, npr.org.